Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here. Thursday, March 2nd, we've got some breaking news from ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Jaguars are now expected to place the franchise tag on tight end Evan Engram. Engram joined the team in 2022 as a free agent on a one-year deal, had a career year with Trevor Lawrence throwing him the football, Doug Peterson dialing up the plays. And of course, Evan Engram, he brought the intensity from day one. The moment he stepped on that practice field for the Jaguars, you could see a motivated guy, a guy that was going to give it his all, and it paid dividends for him in 2022. It paid dividends for the Jaguars in 2022, and now the Jaguars at the very least will have Evan Engram for the 2023 season, again on an $11.35 million franchise tag. That will be how much Evan Engram will get paid in 2023, and that will be his cap hit in 2023. So while the Jaguars could have agreed on a long-term deal prior to this point and still can agree on a long-term deal with Evan Engram, right now, heading into free agency, he's going to have an $11.35 million cap hit, which is a little bit larger than it would be if the Jaguars were able to agree on a long-term deal with him. But at this point, they didn't think they were going to get the job done on a long-term contract with Evan Engram prior to the March 7th deadline. So they went ahead and placed the franchise tag on him. They will continue to negotiate with Evan Engram. They did the same thing with Cam Robinson last year, placed the franchise tag on him, and then they were able to lock him down on a deal just prior to the 2022 NFL draft. So I still think that there's a chance that this thing could end up turning into a 2-3 year deal, maybe longer, for Evan Engram and the Jaguars. And he certainly has earned it, I think, at this point in his career. But great news for Trevor Lawrence, who gets another really, really effective weapon back, a guy who really improved his drop rate last year, was not really an unreliable target at all. He turned into one of the more reliable targets on the Jaguars roster down the stretch, and I think you project him to be that moving forward as well with his athleticism, with Trevor Lawrence's connection with him, and of course Doug Peterson is going to keep dialing up plays to get him open down the field. So good news for the Jaguars. Obviously, you do want to lock him up long term. It'll help you in 2023 with the cap. It'll help you make sure that you have a really talented tight end on your roster for Trevor Lawrence to throw the football to. But that will do it for this quick update. Again, Evan Engram is expected to receive the franchise tag from the Jacksonville Jaguars, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. We will have more combine coverage coming up for you later today. Later this week, we'll be talking about the defensive linemen. We'll be talking about the edge players, the quarterbacks, all that fun stuff. Make sure to stay tuned. Hit that like and subscribe button here on YouTube.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.